He says, "Hi, Camden." My son's name is Camden.
Wait, okay, there it is.
He says, "Hi, Camden."
Hey, Camden.
Oh. My little son, just literally, he didn't know what to do with himself.
That is amazing. Grant.
He's a Baltimore Oriole fan.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That is so cool. By the way, if you're just chiming in and checking us out, my name is Priestley. Now, it's Jonathan Shake.
Sheck.
I wasn't sure. Nobody was sure. We had to check.
I've been doing this for 30 years. They still don't know how to say my name.
I will.
And they always get it wrong.
Ever remember it. I promise. Jonathan Sheck. And mind you, a hometown boy. We were just looking at his brand new iPhone 11 Pro. But you've got Grant. Now, is it Gaston?
Something. See, good. We're screwing his name up, too. That's important.
Equal opportunity. And to be fair, on this show, the Priestley Show, I always butcher names. And everyone's like, "So you're Presley?" I'm like, works for me.
Right.
It's all good. All right. But, dude, that's the Flash in full-on costumes giving a shout-out to... Is that
my son.
Your son.
My son, Camden.
You are the coolest dad on the planet.
Man, he literally just was like, "That's cool."
He's six years old.
He's like, "That's cool." I'm like, "That's the ultimate perk right there."
Dude, it is the ultimate perk. I'll share a quick story as well. Yesterday, he's here, Greg Sipes. He's a voiceover guy, Teen Titans Go. He does Beast Boy.
Right on.
I talked to him on the phone yesterday. I didn't have a video. However, my daughter, I have twins who are 10. My big boy is 12, Jack. And I told them all, I'm like, "Guys, I'm talking to Beast Boy tomorrow." And they're like, Jack's like, "That's cool." Parker's like, "Uh-huh." Looking at his stupid phone. Olivia says, "Daddy, that's so awesome. Tell Beast Boy I say hi." And I did. And Beast Boy said hi back to Olivia. And now Jack, my eldest, is so mad at me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
I failed.
Yeah.
Dude. So is he your only son?
He's my only son,
so
yeah.
There you go. Well,
yeah, and so the way it came about was I did the crossover.
Dude, we're going to talk about this. And DC Legends of Tomorrow, right?
Or yeah, and so Grant is a huge That Thing You Do fan.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So, I said that off the air, by the way, friends. Oh, my gosh.
So he was just like, "Dude, I love that movie," and he's... obviously a Tom Hanks fan, and so I he was very nice to me and we got along really well, and then I found that he was a Baltimore Oriole fan, and I'm like,
"That's
my son's name is Camden
because of the yard.
Yeah. Then he sent that, I was like, done.
So I'm he's done. Family. So he is the Flash is ours in Baltimore. Yep. Now we're adopting him.
Yep.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Now let's talk Baltimore first. You're originally from Edgewood.
Edgewood.
Is that true?
Yeah. I grew up in Edgewood, graduated in 87.
Awesome.
Went to UMBC. I'm a retriever. So you can't tell people when you live in California or you travel the world,
they don't say UMBC.
You say, "I went to Maryland."
I would like to invite you. We're going to throw our first ever Deck the Hall ball at the UMBC Event Center. You should come home for it.
Oh, yeah?
Rob Thomas, Goo Goo Dolls, Dean Lewis from Australia. We'd love to have you.
I know those guys.
You do?
Yeah.
Come hang out and party with us. Maybe we can get you on stage. You and Camden.
I'll go up there.
We'll bring my kids. It'll be a family fun.
I'll sing
day.
My Own My Only Dreams. No.
Dude.
That's the B side. The B side of the wonders.
Now, you played Jimmy McVeigh?
Mattingly.
Jimmy Mattingly. How crazy. For baseball, too, there.
Yeah, but you know, it was because he was an astronaut.
Really?
Yeah. It was all the astronauts. And if you watch the movie, it's Del Paxton.
Yes.
Bill Paxton.
No kidding.
Yeah, they did Apollo 13 together.
Tom Hanks. Genius.
Yep.
Unbelievable. All right, well, let's talk about now what's going on for you. You're involved in this big project, CW, right?
Yeah.
Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
You are playing.
The turnover. I'm Jonah Hex.
Yes, you are.
I've been Jonah Hex since the beginning of Legends. Okay. And I wasn't in the fourth season. There was something going on. And now I'm in the fifth season. I'm actually on Batwoman, and it's all the crossover stuff.
That's amazingly cool. What is one of the funnest parts of doing these crossover events?
Getting to meet the Flash and hanging out with Constantine.
There it is. Absolutely. Getting a shout out to your son.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. It doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I can get Woody on the phone right now and talk to him. But
wow. He just gave me goosebumps. You are amazing. By the way, if you're just joining us, it's Jonathan Sheck. Get it right. So, our Baltimore hometown hero, and back for Comic-Con. Tell us what it means to you to be here for this.
Well, you know, I never have left from where I've come. I've always carried that around with me. Being from Edgewood means that I have overcome a great deal to be who I am.
You right? sure have.
It's really hard to have any success in life at all.
I understand.
And I think that because I'm from Edgewood is the reason why I'm a success.
You're giving me goosebumps right now.
So I'm back here to tell everybody from this area that you can succeed. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I love it.
You can do it.
I'm looking him straight in the eyes right now, and he means it from the bottom of his heart. So, Jonathan, this has been such a pleasure having you here. How long are you going to be? What's the deal here for you at Comic-Con?
I'm going to sit at my booth. People come by. I'll talk to you about anything that you want to from any of the movies that I've ever done. I literally have every free film that I've ever done. I'll autograph all of them for you.
Awesome.
I got memorabilia. I have autographs from everyone that I've ever worked with.
Are you serious?
I'm going to have like a museum down there.
Are you going to be down there for a little while today?
Come down and check out some of the letters from Tom Hanks and stuff
like
that.
We'll put it on Facebook.
They're really cool.
You're good. They're really cool.
They're really cool.
We will bring the camera down there. We'll show some of it, and you can come here and see it for yourself.
Yeah, come on down.
Well, dude, it has been a real freaking pleasure having you on the show, man. Jonathan Scheck, check him out. Well, when does Infinite Earths, when is that going to hit?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. Well, Google it, friends. You've got the Google.
It's all over the place.
It is
on Twitter. It's everywhere.
Everybody's a part of it. Everybody's coming together.
I mean, they got Tom Welling from Smallville coming?
Everybody.
He was up there when I was filming. I'm not in... I can't tell you.
Nope, I'm not asking anything. I'm so not a spoiler guy.
But so I know him. I know him from, you know...
Everybody is going to be there. Well,
man,
it's great for having you here.
Yep.
Please, again, come hang out, meet Jonathan, and we'll come find you downstairs and check out some of the swag.
Come on.
I'm going to geek out. All right. It's Baltimore Comic Con with Mix 106.5. Jonathan, thank you.
Cool, man.